Are they what?
Synonymous or opposite concepts?
No.
Do they mean the same?
I don't think of them as contrary, no.
Not contrary?
Mm-mm.
Not contrary?
No.
Love and theft are the same?
I don't think there is opposite ends of the line, no.
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
For me, they are the same.
Yeah, exactly.
You want to steal something from someone.
Exactly. It's just what I said.
Yeah. Would you say they go hand in hand?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like fingers in a glove.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you enjoyed to be in Rome?
Oh, yeah.
You have been often here, you know.
Pretty regular, huh?
You write the song all the same.
Which quite a few.
I paid my masses.
Exactly.
You speak exactly of this place.
This is it.
I remember well of
Then the steps.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spanish steps.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's it with us? Sorry.
Would you say this is the first record of yours that people can dance to? I mean, this is we've listened to it now all morning and.
You've been dancing all morning?
Yeah. Everyone was like, you know, shilling to it.
Yeah.
You know, listen to your record. This is something that, you know,
I know. Well,
feel.
I'm sorry about that.
No. Yeah, no. It's a compliment.
It is? Oh, okay.
Was it one of the intentions to make it swing and.
To make it happy out
there? No. I can't say that, no.
But you seem to have returned to music of your youth, the 40s and the 50s, the Western swing, the rockabillies, the rockabilly, these things, and those are forms that Bob Dylan has not utilized before. Was this a conscious attempt that you ever had?
No. Most of the songs have, you know, some traditional roots to them, if not all of them.
Since there's no producer credit, was it an album you produced with the band in the studio, or are you the producer de facto?
Well, exactly, yeah.
And the song High Water is for John Lennon.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a reference to High Water Everywhere.
Exactly.
What is your relationship to the music of John Lennon?
Oh, that's some of my favorite. He's one of them. My favorite performers.
The sound of John Patton or Robert Johnson or the old blues players, Brian Peter Johnson, they're referring to him as well. Do you think that these guys have too little respect in American cultural history?
Maybe 30 years ago, but it wasn't their Robert Johnson record. Came out a few years ago that displayed his music to quite a few people who maybe weren't aware of it. When I first heard him, I was given that record before it was even released by the man who kind of discovered me at the record company, John Hammond, who gave me that record before it was even released. And no one had heard of Robert Johnson then, outside of maybe a dozen people in all of America.
60s?
Huh?
50s,
60s? Early 60s, about 1961. They were about to release it.
Was it a shock to hear that voice?
No one had heard him. Yeah. People had only heard the records that were reissued on... rural labels at that time, and you could find a song by this person or that person on all the different records, which were actually weren't that many, but I think this was the first record where everything was by one singular performer, which had taken years and years to put that together. Huh?
It seems to be a very happy record.
The Robert Johnson?
No.
No, your
my record?
Yeah.